This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Janet Atkinson, a member of the EU Parliament. They can say the next Margaret Thatcher, really smart, great lady for 20 years in UKIP, member of the EU Parliament. And again, the EU bureaucracy is unelected, unaccountable, dictatorial, but under pressure they created the EU Parliament, which is supposed to be ceremonial, but more and more it is a place where herself and Nigel Farage and others can expose the EU for what it's up to. And as Nigel said last year, you're not laughing now when Brexit passed. So they're not laughing now. 5 years ago, I read about the secret EU army. They said it was a conspiracy theory. Now they tell people, hey, sign an agreement so we can just come into your country whenever we want. The Italians this year said no to that. So where does this go? It seems like they're becoming even more authoritarian and more militaristic. Are they on their last legs? And if they do collapse, what will it look like?
This is the last chance to shore up. We thought actually it would be the euro collapse that would bring it down. And you still got 50% youth unemployment in Greece, in Portugal, in Spain. Germany's propping it up, the IMF, the European Investment Bank. It can't go on. You know, the place is bankrupt. What will break its back, actually, is the migrant crisis, because we've seen millions of people trying to break into our countries. They can't secure their national borders. They have an open border system with Schengen, which the UK isn't part of. And now the EU is very authoritarian and saying that there's certain countries you have to take your migrant quotas. There's lots of countries that have taken in migrants. 80% of them are economic, they're not real refugees and asylum seekers, and those poor people are getting mixed up in all this. So the EU, the Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, is dictating to Poland, who's got a right-wing government, an authoritarian government in power, and Viktor Orban's Hungary, and saying, you have got to have X thousand number of migrants. And if we don't, we will fine you hundreds of thousands of pounds per migrant. That's authoritarian. The people are not putting up with, and these countries haven't got a history of migration. In my country, we've got many Afro-Caribbeans, we've had people from Uganda, etc. And on the whole, people have integrated. But when you're swamped with migrant numbers, as we have, and Merkel took in 1.2 million, I mean, she's lost control. She's hanging on by a thread. But a stupid woman is going into coalition with the Social Democrats, who lost the election, and badly lost the election, thankfully. But she won't do a deal with the Alternative for Deutschland, who are the populists. So, you know, she's cutting her own throat. So this is going on across Europe with the migrant crisis. Their own numbers say there's around about 10 million poised to come in from Africa. And who caused the African crisis in Libya? Well, it was the EU. Cameron Sarkozy backed up by the EU.
Exactly. It's a plan, and they admit it's quote a replacement population. And then you sit there and look at it. Juncker last week said, if we don't bring in 50 million more people out of the Middle East and North Africa, we're doomed. This is insane.
It is. And what we're doing, Alex, is trying to preserve our culture, our way of life, our identity, preserve our Judeo-Christian basis of roots. I mean, I'm a woman that's been in politics, and it's not easy being in politics. You're attacked, especially from our side of politics. But when a few years ago, when women were told we could have it all, I absolutely believed that. And I had just two children. My husband's got two children as well. We have to have more children. We've got to fund the Western world having more children. So they're saying, you know, we have a demographic crisis and we haven't got enough people to pay taxes. Well, if they change their economic model, they'd have enough people. They're actually...
Exactly. Socialism, you can't have children. It's not about racism. It's about survival. And if we were going to bring in replacement populations, why not from Latin America or something? At least they're not going to kill everybody if they don't convert to a weird religion. I mean, I'm sorry. It's insane to say we're now going to replace Europe with Muslims from Africa and the Middle East. It sounds like a nightmare, but it's their official plan. And then if we point out the plan, they say we're racist when they say it getting speeches every day. Janice Atkinson, janiceatkinson.co.uk. I'm very impressed with your work. Great job to Nico and folks for getting you on. I've seen your speeches in the EU Parliament, so bravo. We look forward to speaking to you soon. God bless.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Roger Stone coming up.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, folks, I'm doing all 4 hours today because I didn't get to a lot of news, and I want to talk to my good buddy, Roger Stone. We're both so busy, we don't get a lot of time to talk very often. I tell you, Roger Stone is the most accurate person in all things Trump that I've been involved with. And he's been dead on. But I got to tell you, Paul Watson made a point a few days ago on Tuesday when I was co-hosting with him. And he was saying, look, Trump is winning politically with this Mueller thing. It's all falling apart. The wheels are coming off the wagon. They're catching them all being Democratic Party operatives. Even if they get a fake indictment out of the swamp, they're not going to get impeachment in the House. They're not going to start the impeachment, the indictment. That's what Paul Watson thinks. And Paul's smart. Now, Roger's been saying, hey, we got to get rid of Mueller because Trump's lawyers are telling him that you know, you'll be cleared. You've done nothing wrong because Trump knows he's done nothing wrong. But they're in there trying to still get an indictment of the president. And I said this last week. Now Dianne Feinstein says they look like they could have an indictment by Christmas, okay, for obstruction of justice. So no Russian collusion, but obstruction when it comes to investigations. So I'm not saying Roger's wrong. And previous to all this new news coming out, where Mueller's whole thing is a tumbling house of cards, I agreed with Roger that he should just get rid of Mueller because the guy's a joke and a fraud. Why can't the president get rid of him when Rosenstein, without the president's authorization, just created him? It's a palace coup, and they've got these different avenues of he has neurological disorders that we first broke 6 months ago. Now that's the talking point. He doesn't have neurological disorders. We broke the fact they're about to push that fraud. They are. And the 25th Amendment, they're pushing that. They're pushing coups, physical overthrow, his execution. You know, his assassination. But their big thing is, and now Mueller admits this, it's all over the news, and the Wall Street Journal says it's a fraud. Indictment to then wound the president for impeachment. Because, again, a indictment for something like this by a kangaroo grand jury will not remove the president under law, or every two-bit grand jury out there in the country would be doing just such a thing. So we're going to talk about the president's two lawyers, who Stone kept saying, watch, they're undermining him. They're setting him up. And then, boom, they put out this tweet from the president, supposedly, but written in the third person, which now there's witnesses, you know, of the lawyers. CNN admits that it was not Trump, saying, Trump knew Flynn was lying to the FBI, so that's why I got rid of him. The president had said it was because Pence didn't like him and said he lied to him. Okay, so again, they're really pushing this. So I just laid out a complex cornucopia in this constellation of information because I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But what we do is try to suss it out here on air. And Roger has got the inside baseball. But is Paul Watson right? I mean, this Mueller thing is is like Hitler presiding over the Nuremberg trials, or John Gotti presiding over La Cosa Nostra hearing, you know, over capos in New York City. I mean, this is like having the Easter Bunny, you know, hold a trial over, you know, the Easter Bunny. I mean, this is like Al Capone being the judge in his own income tax trial. I mean, how long can it go? It's so ridiculous. And because it seems like they are trying to get Trump to fire Mueller so that it looks precipitous. So I'm not sure. And I'm usually pretty sure of things. Roger, you just saw the calculus there. I'm sure you can add some things here to the witch's broth, witch's brew. But what do you really think?
Well, first of all, I want to say we are broadcasting from the new InfoWars Bureau in New York. And we've now finally pulled it all together. So
looks good.
It's great to be with you. It's chilly here. Let me just say several things. First of all, never in my almost 40 years in American politics have I ever seen the Republic teetering in the face of a coup. But the good news is that the forces of freedom, the forces of free enterprise and decency, and personal and economic freedom are on the upswing. That's why the globalists are so clumsy and obvious in their efforts to take out Trump. Mueller, Comey's best friend as the special prosecutor, in which Comey presumably testifies that the president obstructed justice. I think the president's lawyers are naive. I think they misunderstand the enmity of the two-party duopoly of the establishment, who's had total control for 30 years.
That's right. They're blinded by the president's innocence. They're blinded by how there's no evidence, thinking no way they're going to indict the president. Bull, they've got the swamp jury ready, and now Feinstein and others are admitting that's the plan.
Well, but the worst part is not the snakes in the grass, the Democrats. It's the asps in the bosom. But Trump has surrounded himself with deep state sycophants and Trump alum, and Bush alum, pardon me. I believe that his lawyers are sleepwalking him to the gallows. They are naive about the absolute ferocity and partisan nature and the resolve to remove Donald Trump in any way possible. What they want to do is undo what they lost at the ballot box. This is a naked attempt to negate the last American election because Donald Trump, an outsider to their two-party schemes, won in a populist revolt. And they want him out. Now, there's plan A, plan B, and plan C, in my view. Plan A is Mueller. Mueller has demonstrated that he will bring process-related indictments that have nothing to do with Russian collusion, in order to squeeze witnesses. And then the stunning news that he had subpoenaed the Trump Organization's bank records at Deutsche Bank. That's a $300 million portfolio of real estate developments by Donald J. Trump. What does this have to do with Russian collusion? Did Trump sell an apartment to a wealthy Russian or two at a highly inflated price? Yes. So what?
I want to expand on this. I have articles we'll cover after we come back from break where it's being reported that, and it's being confirmed, that a bunch of these FBI agents that have had to step down literally were the ones that interviewed Flynn. They were the ones that have protected Hillary. They're the ones that did all this, and that now they're probably lying on even the FBI forms they wrote up that got Flynn indicted to begin with. Representative David Stockman on Flynn, he says the interview was blatant entrapment. I mean, this thing is ridiculous, and now we're learning that retired CIA agent, high level, that's involved with the president, is coming out and saying that H.R. McMaster actually approved the NSA spy job on the Trump family. What do you make of that, Roger?
This is not surprising, but it confirms what we have known for some time. Let me remind you, Alex, it was InfoWars that broke the story that McMaster had attended a dinner with Safra Katz, the the incredibly accomplished woman who is the CEO of the Oracle company. He was trying to woo her to come on some largely honorific advisory oversight board. She declined because McMaster got inebriated, left to take a phone call from the president, returned to the table, and then denigrated his boss, calling him a dope, a simpleton with the mind of a child, and said that only he, McMaster, stood between Trump and the nuclear codes. She was grossly offended. She told Sheldon Adelson, who has declined to comment for the public, but it's no surprise. McMaster, as you know, was very, very tied into Soros. We can get into this on the
Let's talk
side,
about it when we come back, because you broke that a full 4 weeks, 5 weeks before it was all mainstream news 2 weeks ago. And it's just, you see him up on TV. He is so into himself, man.
Alex, look, this is really simple. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
That's right, with Roger Stone straight ahead. So why did Trump's lawyer put out that tweet, though, that gave them the only claim of obstruction of justice they've got? Why'd they give him that gift?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone takes over the next segment. I just wanted to talk to him a while about all the big breaking news. I appreciate him having me with him during the fourth hour. He's also going to be co-hosting, obviously, with Owen Schroyer, as he does each weekday. Owen Schroyer kicks off the War Room at 3 p.m. Central, coming up here in exactly 40 minutes. I just want to remind listeners, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the globalists are trying to block us, censor us. They have congressional hearings about it, how they're trying to block us. So when you share the articles and videos, you're getting out information they see as their defeat. The House's reject dim vote on Trump impeachment. That just happened again. That's another update. They are never going to stop, though, and that's why they want this indictment. And what Roger said is so critical in the last segment. Trump's lawyers know there's no Russian collusion. They have all the NSA intercepts. They know everything Obama knows now that Obama had been doing to them. That's now all confirmed. First they admitted they were spying and said, oh, we got all the dirt. Trump went, really, that's illegal. Plus, leaking it's illegal. They went, oh, we never spied on you. And now it's in the Flynn indictment. It's in all, they're spying on his family, on yours truly, it came out in earlier NSA transcripts. And it wasn't just me. It was hundreds of thousands of people. But Trump specifically, everything he's doing, and then there's nothing there. Then they claim, well, you didn't answer questions right to our investigators. And then it's weirdo FBI agents that openly covered up for Hillary who were involved. I mean, this is a scandal. And people say, well, then don't worry. They're being discredited. The problem is the political class doesn't care the amount of hatred. They're committed like kamikazes. And we've seen minions in the liberal media like Behar and what's that other idiot's name on, or he was on Esquire, the former sports broadcaster. What's that guy's name? Yeah, Keith Olbermann. So it's just got a mental block on his name. They've all come out and said Trump will be gone soon. Trump will be gone soon. He'll be gone by December. And that's what we've seen Phil Mudd say. It's what we've seen Brennan say. It's what, just 3 weeks ago, Roger had lunch with a bunch of congressmen. They said, no, we've been told he's gone by the end of December. So they're getting ready to try to make their move. But he can't be gone just by December, just if they indict him for obstruction of justice with this phony baloney, you know, swamp creature grand jury. That isn't enough. So, Roger, what do you think they've got sneaking around in the background?
Well, Alex, as you know, the political establishment, Republicans and Democrats, are deeply committed to removing this president through any means necessary. And I call the Mueller investigation, the whole Russian collusion delusion, plan A. Should that fail, let us say Mueller comes up with a weak indictment or no indictment, it's going to be process-related because there is no collusion with the Russians. That's come up empty-handed despite the very best efforts of Representative Adam Schiff and Senator Mark Warner and others who have flogged, that canard as long as they can. No one has found any willful effort by the Trump campaign or Trump family or Trump associates and Trump friends to plan, conspire, collude with Russian entities to change the outcome of the election. That is simply false. Donnie Jr.'s communications are all perfectly legal and the proceedings are innocuous, but they were hyped up by the mainstream media. Don Jr. is a patriot, and I think he's probably watching us right now on InfoWars.
And they can't stand the fact that Trump understands what he's up against and is gaining ground and is pulling away from them as the economy gets stronger and stronger. They get more and more panicked, more and more shrill. Where do you expect this to go when they fail to get their impeachment?
Well, I must say Fox News deserves 3 stars because they really have, even though there's perhaps more balance there than there used to be in terms of liberals like Shep Smith and others who trash the president. But between Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Judge Andrew Napolitano, I think the message is getting through regarding the outrageousness of this FBI agent stroke. This bad actor, this hitman for the FBI, who happens, oddly enough, to be the FBI agent to whom General Flynn allegedly lied or has pled guilty to lying to. But he is also the agent who interviewed Susan Rice and Cheryl Mills, the two henchwomen for Hillary Rodham Clinton. They both got immunity for whatever it was they said to the agent. But there is no immunity for General Flynn. This really stinks to high heavens. This very stroke is the man who changed the language in the final report to Comey that allowed Hillary to walk. This is the man in charge of investigating whether our president's done something wrong. The American people have to see through this canard, but the president's lawyers are creating a false sense of security about this, Alex, and this is what concerns me. The president can yet save himself, but there is a deadly cabal headed his way, and the people around him who have him in a cocoon aren't telling him the stark facts. It's not incidental that after the president went to his palatial home in Palm Beach, the exclusive Mar-a-Lago club, where he has an ultra-luxury private apartment in this extraordinary old-style Spanish masterpiece that he has completely refurbished, and was able to mix with his friends and associates and have freer access without his handlers everywhere. He was told by General Kelly not to go to the dining room. It would probably not be best, sir, and he headed directly there. And it was after that, Alex, that he posted those accurate anti-Islamic terrorist videos, and he went on the attack against Joe Scarborough. Coincidence? I think not. Let the president have his instincts. He knows who's out to get him. But I think that they are trying to, fatten him up for the kill. They're going to walk him right into the buzzsaw with this laid-back strategy.
But couldn't it backfire and be fired, Mueller? Then that acts like something actually got covered up. Instead of letting the ridiculous, made-up investigation continue as more and more of the agents turn out to be Clinton operatives. Because this is really hurting the Democrats right now.
I have to take a Marco Rubio moment. thank you. Thank you, Senator Rubio. No, I think the American people are starting to see through it. But look, you have... We haven't even got into the chicanery that's going on in the 25th Amendment, the Plan B for the neocons and the two-party duopoly.
And that's the big one because our own Darren
misses.
Sure, exactly. Our own Darren McBreen put together a compilation where they have now come out 6-7 months after you first predicted it, because you talked to the folks that were involved at the editorial meetings. And that the new fraud would then be that he has dementia or Alzheimer's, and they are now pushing that full tilt buggy for 20th Amendment. But first, when we come back, Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, they just failed to impeach the president. They just tried it in the House of Representatives. We'll play the video straight ahead.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And we're waging war on corruption with Roger Stone. This is going to be a jam-packed two final segments here before War Room comes on. In the next segment, we have a compilation of Roger Stone not predicting, breaking their next big push. What was it, six, 7 months ago? This was back in like February. that he talked to high ups and that they were going to, in the newspapers, that the next big hoax was going to be that Trump was senile. And remember, Project Veritas just got video of the Washington Post admitting the whole Russia thing's made up. We've got Don Lemon admitting it. We've got the other folks there on CNN caught on video admitting all this. But meanwhile, on top of Trump's big Israel announcement, House rejects Trump's impeachment resolution after Dem Representative Al Green forces vote, with 364 voting to table it and 58 Democrats voting to move ahead. So there you go. They know it's political suicide right now to move ahead with it, but they want the idea out there. Here is Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, again, I am honored to be accorded the privilege of standing in the well of the Congress of the United States of America. Mr. Speaker, the American poet Robert Frost penned a poem with the words, "Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled." Mr. Speaker, in a metaphorical sense today, sometime after noon, shortly after 12 o'clock, I will take the road less traveled. Mr. Speaker, I ask that no one take this journey with me. I am absolutely convinced that this is a road worth traveling, but I have not ask that others travel this road and will not. Mr. Speaker, after 12 noon today, I will present articles of impeachment. And there are many who want to know what's next, what will happen after there is a vote. Mr. Speaker, I will satiate those concerns after the vote. But I will take the road less traveled. And I believe that it will make all the difference. I yield back the balance of my time.
He will satiate. Is that he's going to go to the men's bathroom and hand out, I'm not going to even say it. I'm not going to make a good joke out of that one. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows he's not going to get the votes because he didn't. So he acts like, please don't vote with me. I'm just introducing it as a publicity stunt, but don't worry, I'll satiate you in the men's bathroom. I mean, he sounds like a bubbling moron, Roger.
Look, I liked Al Green much better when he was singing gospel and R&B, like Love and Happiness.
Is that really the same guy?
It's not the same guy? Pardon me. No, a little humor there. This is a calculated publicity stunt. Approved by the House leadership, I guarantee it. They just want to introduce the idea. We know what's coming next. The drumbeat of stories promulgated by Joe Scarborough, promulgated by many talking heads on CNN, that the president is non-compos mentis, that he's has the early stages of Alzheimer's, and he's crazy, and he's doing crazy things. Sadly, I think that the book by Corey Lewandowski and David Bossy inadvertently or inadvertently feeds this meme, which is the theme of the 25th Amendment crowd. You see, the president can be removed from office by a majority of his cabinet and a willing vice president who essentially sign on for the removal.
Well, let me stop you right there, because when we come out in the next segment, we're going to play your predictions of this from your sources and then the media the last week harping on it, and you'll have time to comment on that particular subject. But let me just bring this up. I mean, talking to a lot of folks that know Trump, you know him well. He's really nice, really hardworking, really cool, until somebody screws up a whole bunch of times, and he'll scream at people. But most presidents, most generals, most people in stressful situations sometimes have yelled at people. And, you know, they describe him in this new book, about to land, so they've got the steamers steaming his pants while he's standing up. Well, that's what happens when you're in national television as well, before you go out on the stage. I mean, I've been standing about to go on national stage, and they're, like, steaming my pants. That's what goes on. Not here, but, like, in old-fashioned television, it's kind of going away. They're doing your makeup, and they're steaming your coat while you're in the dressing room, and you're just a guest on a show. So they take all these little things and turn it into this huge stuff. Let's just be honest about Trump. He's been nothing but genial and super nice and never even messes up a word when I've talked to him. I mean, the guy's incredibly slick, but he does have an angry side. I mean, let's be honest about it. He shows no signs, though, of being senile.
No, this is there's no question. It's a George S. Patton quality. He has a very violent temper in the sense that he does dramatic things when he's angry. And yes, I've seen him dress people down who deserve to be dressed down. But then the storm passes, and like Patton, he's back at the task of winning. But look, this is all part and parcel of a gang that is advocated by Senator Corker, keeps insisting he's insane. Joe Scarborough keeps insisting he's insane. They understand that if Mueller shoots and loses, that Mike Pence could be tempted into a coup d'etat. Now, if the president has been essentially removed by the vice president and majority of his cabinet, and there are many, many, many Bush quisling votes against him there, a hard vote count for the president, Alex, that I have conducted shows me the president with a solid 4. 3 I can't place, and the balance of them, like Alain Chau or Rex Tillerson or even Jeff Sessions, who the president has certainly put on the hot spot, could take him down. It's not only is it not inconceivable, Ben Sasse, Jeb Bush, Mitch McConnell's agents, this is an active coup d'etat in the works. It's the establishment's plan B.
Let me raise this point then. Clearly they're moving more and more to plan B. I think that signifies that they know the Mueller thing because they're being caught being so corrupt, working for Hillary, covering up for Hillary. I think the Mueller thing's falling apart. Now, privately 2 weeks ago, you told me, no, it's still got some legs. But 2 weeks later, I mean, don't you think it's starting to have the wheels come off?
Well, let me say this. I like Mike Pence. I think that he has been a very loyal vice president. But there are two things we learned more recently. One is that during the period right after Trump was assaulted in the Billy Bush tape on NBC, probably the darkest day of the campaign, Trump called his running mate who was on the road, and the vice president declined to take that call. And he passed a message to Trump that said, I don't want to talk to you right now. I have to sort out what, you know, how I feel about all of this. This is at a time that the Republican elders led by Reince Priebus are going to him saying, you must save the party. Trump is doomed. We've got to take.
But he did make the right decision at that point. I think it makes it easier the second and the third time.
Well, we know that he was importuned by the plotters. What we don't know is for some period of time, it appears that he entertained it. So I don't know where he goes in the
coup. And that's key. So that shows Pence almost jumped ship that probably would have sunk Trump.
He is either going to be LBJ here or he is not. We'll find out.
But he needs to know we're watching him. In a friendly way, right?
I think the problem here is that one of his top aides, I think, is among those leaking Russian secrets to make the president look bad. And that is of real concern.
No, you're right. I mean, Pence is a good guy overall, but he's definitely a weak link. We'll be back.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Discover global trends.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
And let me tell you, that liner is dead on target. I mean, we know what we're talking about here. We do our research. We got our nose to the grindstone. Owen Schroyer and this guy are coming up, Roger Stone, with the War Room. And because, I mean, I'm tempted just to keep going on with them. The story from Adan Salazar just went live on NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. It is incredible. And this is just like these Communist Truth and Reconciliation committees they have, where they just get you to denounce yourself. Video, mayor cries after city council member refuses to acknowledge his white privilege. It's the astonishing footage of a Minnesota shows the mayor of New Brighton breaking down into tears after one fellow council member refuses to acknowledge her white privilege. I mean, you might have privilege somewhere and negatives others. There's white people all over the world, different circumstances. This is so racist, and it's always white people pushing it and selling it as their political tool of control. Now, here's Roger Stone. He first did it in February, and then he said it again in March, however many months ago that was, 8 months ago. that he talked to, he didn't give the sources then, he hadn't given the sources, but kind of the general area, he told me. He said, we can talk about it now, but he was talking to major newspaper writers who've been in editorial meetings just about what the next load of baloney would be if Russia failed, and that is mental illness, brain breaking down, neurological disorders, early onset of Alzheimer's, early onset dementia. Here is Roger Stone predicting it, and then here's the mainstream media the last week.
Disclaimer right up front. They're going to say that this is a conspiracy theory, but it's the stone cold truth. They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, and that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity.
Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have new reports about the mind of Donald Trump, which is filled with things that are not true, that he spews both publicly and privately, leaving people in the White House to wonder how his mind actually works.
Everybody around Donald Trump knows he's not stable. Everybody around Donald Trump knows he's not stable now.
You mean all the neocons that kicked everybody out and encircled him and then just hate the stock market exploding and hate all the freedom and hate all the success? I mean, what a load of crap, Scarborough. Let's continue.
Everybody.
Back it up 10 seconds. I'm sorry, Scarborough. Everybody knows that intern fell down and bashed your brains out in your office. Just saying, everybody. Sorry, go ahead.
Trump knows he's not stable now.
Kelly.
Everybody.
Unstable.
I think, honestly, it's time for members of Congress and the cabinet especially to come to conclusions about this mountain of empirical evidence that the president is laboring under a mental impairment.
He is still questioning the authenticity of President Obama's birth certificate. I mean, Dana, I can't believe I'm asking this, but is there something seriously wrong about him?
You have somebody inside the White House of the New York Daily News says is mentally unfit, that people close to him say is mentally unfit.
Oh, they all said he was going to lose the election, too. Look at that weird bouffant haircut he's got. Here, continue.
That people close to him during the campaign told me had early stages of dementia. Now, listen, you can get mad at me if you want to.
You can say that's not okay to say. But
it is okay to say we... When are we supposed to say this? After the first nuclear missile goes?
It's frightening that his behavior, his own behavior, raises questions about his fitness to serve and his grasp of reality.
By the way, Don Lemon...
completely detached from reality.
It makes me recall people who have early onset dementia.
Oh! So we're doing this now. It's okay to say the D word. I thought we were all just supposed to smile and pretend he was being colorful, like Uncle Marty when he started wearing Kleenex boxes and shoes.
Well, I think it's another example of his being close to psychosis when he is stressed.
Yeah, I think he has short-term memory loss. I think he maybe even has a touch of, you know, dementia, maybe. I don't know. But
that's Joy Behar that said that Trump was going to go to prison last week because he had Flynn during the campaign to talk to the Russians. Of course, she pulled it right out of her big, fat, ugly rear end, but that doesn't matter. That's where Mueller lives. Let's continue.
Something's wrong with him. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
What's really concerning me is that there is no one.
Look at that guy.
Absolutely
that
no
guy.
One in the White House who can get him to stop talking.
The future ex-president of the United States of America is unstable. That is not my opinion. That is not the media's opinion.
No.
That is America's opinion.
Oh.
About the prospect that the president of the United States is not fully in his right mind. I mean, let's just say it.
Well, they talk to you like you're 2 years old.
He's not fully in touch with reality and is worse.
Hey, how many Democrats are getting thrown out of the House and Senate right now?
That the president of the United States is so unstable, is so volatile.
We love it.
Has a decision-making process that is so quixotic that he might order a nuclear weapon strike that is wildly out of step with U.S. national security interests.
When is this the right time to talk about a mentally unstable president in the White House and a nuclear showdown with another unstable madman in North Korea?
He's decompensating. That's a psychiatric term, but what it means in simple terms is he's losing his grip on reality.
This is what we mean when we say that somebody is becoming psychotic.
And he's imagining he's president.
Psychotic.
It makes me recall people who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
America has spoken. He's unstable. It is time for the American political media to do the same.
Resist.
Wow, what a load of horse manure. And they just create these false consensuses. He will never be president. He will never be president. Now, he's 20 points behind. The same thing. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees he's got Alzheimer's and dementia. Everyone agrees. Did you hear that, Roger Stone?
Yes, absolutely. Alex, that's the necessary storyline for a 25th Amendment takedown. This is all part of the plan. The mainstream media drives the narrative that he's crazy because he has eccentric behavior. So did FDR. So did Dwight Eisenhower. So did Harry Truman. So did Abraham Lincoln. So what? He got to the top of this stack. He's leading a new American Revolution that scares the bejesus.
I was about to say he's got a 15 rabbit feet up his rear end or something. I mean, this guy's crapping gold cufflinks for everybody. I mean, and they're so pissed.
Well, exactly right. So just when the mainstream media is starting to maybe make some progress in their game of destruction, the uranium one truth drops into the laps of the American people. And what does it show? That the three guys twisting his tail right now, those would be Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, and Rod Rosenstein, the de facto Attorney General of the United States, are up to their keisters in the cover-up of Uranium One. These are the men trying to now take down the president. A special prosecutor is the solution to the president's current conundrum. A special prosecutor can be appointed.
And can he order Sessions to do it?
Yes. You see, you can tell from his tweets and some things that he said.
He doesn't know that.
That his attorneys must have advised him that he cannot communicate or direct.
Yeah, because they claim there's a separation of powers. It is the executive. It is his purview.
Exactly. And therefore, he cannot direct them on matters that pertain to Donald J. Trump. But in this case, he should order Sessions to appoint a special prosecutor.
Of Uranium One, which he's not involved in. Exactly. That's the third way. Don't sit there and let Mueller potter on. Don't fire him, but just appoint the special prosecutor.
No, look, if Sessions refuses to carry out a direct order, he has to be fired, as Nixon fired Elliot Richardson. That's the legal procedure. Then the decision would fall to Rosenstein. Must recuse. Can't decide about whether a special prosecutor
involved.
Can look into himself. Then it goes to the Solicitor General, who I believe would do the president's will.
All right, hold on. Let's just both get this out here right now. Because you're about to be in the war room. I'm not going to kill myself. You're not going to kill yourself. We've both never been happier. Great families, great children, great grandchildren. We just love fighting the New World Order. We're so happy because they do want to kill us. They do want to shut us down. Let's get that out there. And I want to say, I'm not a racist, and I have no white privilege, and I want everybody to have a great Christmas, no matter what color you are. You all got red blood. I love you all. And the same thing to you, Roger. Would you like to apologize for your white privilege?
Not at all. Alex, the new bureau here is terrific, and it is only due to the fact that patriots go to the Infowars.com store to do their Christmas shopping. The T-shirts are on fire. Everybody in my family is loaded up on those. The savings are extraordinary. And I got some Brain Force Plus, and I'm on auto ship now. So congratulations
on
that.
I
asked the InfoWarriors, give us the backing we need. We are the tip of the spear.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Rack 'em and stack 'em. Roger Stone and Owen Scheuer coming up with the breaking InfoWars.com news. You must all denounce yourselves as racist, or those that denounce you will start crying. It's toddler time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online. online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.